This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today as we close out the month of February. And we have a big show for you this week. My first guest is a rock and roll legend, Brenda Lee, will be joining us. Beautiful actress Valerie Bertinelli will be here from the New Amsterdam, Prima Edgerman and Jocko Sims. And then we'll be talking to actress Laurie Metcalf. Next hour, the president and CEO of Barrett Jackson Auctions, Craig Jackson, will be on the show. Author Michael Seth Starr will be joining us. He's written a book called Shatner, about William Shatner. And then we're going to be talking to Captain Ron Nielsen, how to overcome the fear of flying. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause momentarily when we come back. My first guest this first hour, beautiful little Brenda Lee. Hi, this is Ron Segi, and I want to share an experience I had. I'm a classic automobile enthusiast, and recently I wanted to change the color of one of my most treasured and rare cars. I got a quote to have it painted and almost fainted. The cost was terrible, and they couldn't guarantee satisfaction. That's when I called Signzu. I had seen expensive cars like Bentleys, Lamborghinis, Rolls Royces, Cadillacs, Mercedes, vinyl wrapped, and they looked better than paint and more resistant to the elements and a whole lot less expensive. Signzu explained to me that paint replacement, you can make a green car red with finishes that cannot be achieved with paint. Some of these wraps include carbon fiber, camouflage, 3D, and embossed textures. And boat owners, Signzu wraps more boats than anyone in the country. They're licensed, insured, and professionals service the country nationwide, and their warranty in the industry is the best. Check out their website at signzu.com. That's signzu.com, and make your car or boat pop with a new look.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I'm sorry, so sorry, that I was such a fool. I didn't know love could be so cruel.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi Today. And we've been doing the show in our 27th year, and way back, probably in our second year, our guest that's going to be with us right now was with us, the lovely and talented, legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you, dear?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book, and it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life, and I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career, and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time, you were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years, because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family, because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill. And that's what she was doing, and I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman, and you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life. And that was because of a DJ friend of mine that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee, but which was for children. And of course, you know, we said, oh, yeah, yeah. So, for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that about 27 years ago.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but this past Christmas, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming was. Streaming was a lake, you know, a
river.
I'm
not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961, and it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill, and thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it, and that song written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters. Thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. It would always amaze me. You had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs with that emotion and all? But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was.
I had no clue.
Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is? That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue, but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulchop Memories Cruise for 5th through the 12th. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would know.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when he said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda
Bye.
Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Break it to me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Seggi today. Well, our next guest is not only beautiful, but she is extremely talented. And you talk about a busy beaver these days. That's our next guest. There's no doubt about it. And she's got some great news about a legendary show that's coming back to be on TV. And that's, of course, the great show Hot in Cleveland, the city I was born in. Joining us right now is Valerie Bertinelli. Hi, Valerie. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. Thanks for having me. You were born in Cleveland?
I was born in Cleveland. I wasn't raised in Cleveland. My mother was just visiting her relatives, but I always brag that I was born in Cleveland because it's a big city.
I love Cleveland.
I do, too. First of all, let's start with that news, all right? Hot in Cleveland is coming back.
Yeah. It'll be on Get TV.
It's going to be on Get
TV. Yeah, yeah. Right. I'm super excited because it's like the highlight of my life. I absolutely adored doing that show, and I adored everybody I got to work with. So I'm glad some new people will be able to see it.
Well, you know, the show, and this is what's hard to believe, Valerie. I cannot believe the show ran from 2010 to 2015 on TV Land. I mean, it seems like it was just on like the day before yesterday. I can't believe it's been 4 years since it happened.
I know. Tell me about it.
Crazy.
I miss it. I miss the show terribly. It was, you know, such an amazing experience. Doing cooking show that I absolutely love doing, I thought I would just be doing that every summer and they'd go back to Hot in Cleveland. And then, unfortunately, TV Land canceled us, but at least we got 5 great years out of it.
And it'll go on for a long time on Get TV. There's no doubt about it. And what an ensemble. Yourself, of course, Jane Leaves, Wendy Malick, Betty White. I mean, this had to be a ball to go to work in the morning.
Oh, yeah. I would gladly wake up. I mean, I wake up with my eyes wide open and like, okay, I get to go to work today. It was the best job. We laughed all day. We just had so much fun together.
And, you know, there are so many people that were on that show. I mean, you had reoccurring cast members like Craig Ferguson and Jennifer Love Hewitt and Susan Lucci and Eddie Cibrian, Carl Reiner, Wayne Knight, and then you had so many guest stars. It was a show that everybody wanted to get on. It was like the old Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. They just wanted to get on the show. And it's coming back, ladies and gentlemen. Is it every night now it's going to be on at Get TV?
I think so.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Now, you talk about cooking shows. Now, this is another thing that the talent of Valerie Bertinelli is known for. Her cooking. You have 2 Food Network series, of course, Kids Baking Championship and the Family Restaurant Rivals. So tell us about both, okay? Because you do a great job with these shows.
Thank you. Kids Baking is just what it sounds like. It's kids baking and impressing all of us. They're unbelievably talented. Family Restaurant Rivals is 2 families that come together, vie for $10,000, and watching them in the kitchen and seeing who really is the best chef in the family. And it's so much fun to watch these families really work together in the kitchen. And then, of course, there's Valerie's Home Cooking, which is my in the kitchen show on Sunday mornings.
What was the attraction to your love for cooking?
I had put out a cookbook back back in 2012. I've always been watching Food Network. It's always on in the house. I, you know, love watching Ina and Giada and Pioneer Woman and watching all these ladies cook. And I thought, I really want to do that. So I went to Food Network and I said, actually what I asked them to do was a show of me going through Italy and learning about my family and cooking. And,
sure.
And they said, well, we'd like to put you on a morning show cooking. I'm like, really? You'd let me do that? I mean, I never thought that could happen. And it's been so much fun.
You have hit all the mediums, three feature films, TV appearances for TV movies, and who could forget One Day at a Time, a show that to this very day is airing. That was another outstanding ensemble, really, truly. I mean, and produced by the great Norman Lear, who we just had on the show a couple of weeks ago. He's like 95 years old, you know?
Yeah, Norman's amazing.
An amazing individual. What part of Italy is your family from, Valerie?
Actually from northern and, like, round the middle.
Round the middle.
Up in Torino and Lanzo Totonese, San Remo, all around there, and then down further near Ancona.
Do you ever get a chance to go there?
I have been there a few times. I haven't been to where my grandfather's from, but I have been where to my grandmother and great-grandmother's from.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm from Italy, too, but my family is from Sicily, which is way down at the bottom of there.
Yes, we've been to Sicily. It's absolutely beautiful. That's where my husband's family's from.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's a great country. My son went there on his honeymoon. I haven't gotten there yet. I understand that you just launched a new website. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I just thought this would be really a lot of fun. There's always, people are always asking me for new recipes, so I'm putting all my recipes up on there. I've got a blog. I've got a newsletter. I've got like a curated part of the site where there's a bunch of things that I like that other people might like. They can check that out. It's just like, well, if you like me, you like the site, I guess, you know?
You still have the excitement in your voice as you did back at One Day at a Time, you know?
Yeah.
That? I love that.
Well, you know, it's good to be alive.
Oh, yeah, but that's better than the option, I guess.
Yeah.
Really coming right down to it. Somebody told me that your dad was an executive for General Motors. I'm kind of a car buff. That had to be kind of cool. He probably came home with a new car every couple of months, right?
He did, actually, yes, was a car buff. He worked for General Motors for almost 30 years.
Did he really?
That's why we moved around so much. We lived in Oklahoma. We lived in Louisiana. We lived in here, the Van Nuys plant.
You know, a lot of times when son or daughter of a person in the service, they call them, what do they call them, an Army or Navy brat?
Army brat, yeah.
They called you a GM brat?
Yes, because we moved around so much.
That's funny. If somebody wants to get into the Kids Baking Championship or the Family Restaurant Rivals, how do they become part of the show?
I believe there's a place they can go at Food Network to sign up. And they take all of the people that sign up for these shows, and they interview them and let them know what's going to be demanded of them. And so I think you can go to foodnetwork.com and look around the website and probably find out.
Prior to One Day at a Time, your experience really in television was one commercial. Am I right?
Yeah, just a couple commercials. It wasn't much.
Wow. They must have seen right away the talent and your appearance and your work to be able to go from one TV commercial to One Day at a Time.
Well, I think Norman saw something in me. I'm grateful that he did.
And again, the website is very easy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, very clever. ValerieBertinelli.com. And is there any other stuff on there other than the recipes, Valerie? Or are you going to be adding to it probably every
Oh, yeah. I've got blogs on there.
Oh, cool.
And a lot of all of my legacy photos, things that go back to the 70s, you know, anything that you might find interesting, it will be on my website.
I'm sure it's all interesting. If it's on your website, it's got to be interesting.
Yeah. Thank you, Ron.
When you ever go visit Cleveland, are you like the hit of the town there when you show up there?
No, I'm like everybody else.
You're like everybody else.
I've been back there for so many years.
Yeah.
Tom, my husband, everyone knows him, so.
Sure.
It's a small town.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a small big town is what it is.
Yes, exactly.
On Lake Erie. Hot in Cleveland, as we mentioned, is returning at Get TV. It's on right now. Well, not right now, but it's on right now. 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Stars our guest, Valerie Bertinelli. And then don't forget, Kids Baking Championship and Family Restaurant Rivals that are on the Food Network. And then the Sunday Morning Show that you do. What's the name of it again, Valerie?
Valerie's Home Cooking.
Hey, geez, the easy stuff you sometimes lose, you know. Hey, Valerie, thank you for joining us. I think the last time you and I talked, now that you mentioned that recipe book, was when you came out with it. So we need to do this more often.
Thank you, Ron. I'd be happy to.
Let's do it, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our special guest is actress Valerie Bertinelli. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Message and data rates may apply. Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nevada Democrats are hoping to avoid a repeat of the problems that happened at the Iowa caucuses as voters gather across the state to choose who they want for president. Pete Buttigieg has been meeting some of the people he hopes will support him.
Your debate is awesome and very elegant and very respectful.
Well, we try to be.
And you are. So, and I can tell that it's not written off a script like some other people we know.
So far, there have only been a few glitches in a few of the caucus sites in Nevada. Some of the places didn't have enough volunteers. The caucuses at the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas went quickly with no problems. As expected, Bernie Sanders was in the lead with the most supporters, 76 to Joe Biden's 45. A Sanders supporter there was asked how it went.
Very well. Very, very well. I have hope for the future now.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
worldwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. New time this season, Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern on NBC. With the new Amsterdam now in a new season, and joining us right now from the show is Prima Edgeman.
Oh, yay!
Edgeman. Phonetically figured that out like we would use in Italian, agita.
Well done.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, guys, welcome to the show and congratulations on this new venture.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing good, and we're off to a great start with a great week with two great guests. You play Jocko, Dr. Floyd Reynolds, and Prima Edgeman. I'm going to say that 1,000 times today. Dr. Helen Sharp.
Correct.
And now, you know, I meant what I said. When I saw the trailers for this, I thought, this is going to be it. This is going to be the season for an exceedingly successful show. Now, this is actually inspired by a memoir called 12 Patients, Life and Death at Bellevue Hospital, which really is a hospital, by Dr. Eric Meinheimer. Tell us about the premise of this, how the whole thing got started. And we'll start with Prima Edgeman, because Prima Edgeman is the name that I'm going to be talking about all day today. Okay.
Brilliant. Yes, so you're exactly right. Our show is based on the memoir by Dr. Eric Meinheimer, who was the chief medical director at Bellevue for 15 years. And a lot of the things that you see in the pilot, he actually really did. You know, he moved in there to try and restore the hospital to its former glory, and he did fire the whole cardiac department, and he was really trying to make changes to improve the environment and the situation within the hospital, and also fundamentally return to putting the patient first. You know, it's about care. It's about trying to do the best for the people who are vulnerable and sick, and trying to sort of distance away from the bureaucracy and the red tape and everything else that comes along with a very complicated healthcare system. So yes, we are based on his memoir, and he in fact is one of the patients in his memoir, because he was battling cancer while he was trying to run this institution. So it's really interesting to get at that perspective from both sides of the line.
When was he there? What years?
He was there in 97. We've got to do some math now, for 15 years. So I think 97 to 2000, and is that 12?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, 2012.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be remiss, and I'm sorry if I'm asking a question that I should know, but is he still alive?
Oh, yes, and he's a producer on the show.
Oh, okay.
And he battled cancer, and he won, and he's there. And he's there with us, and he's informing us. He's such a gift, actually, because he's so easy to talk to, and he's so erudite and so articulate and so informed, and he's there to inform us from the micro, you know, how to hold a needle, if you like, all the way up until the kind of socio-political commentary, you know, that the kind of, he's kind of looking at society through the prism of the healthcare system. He's quite an amazing, amazing man.
Now, is Dr. Meinheimer's character on the show Dr. Max Goodwin?
Yes, it is loosely based on Max Goodwin, who was played by Ryan Eggold.
Yeah.
If you remember him from The Blacklist, he's a terrific actor.
No, he's been on our show several times.
Oh,
Ryan's a
well,
good guy.
There you go. You know him personally, right?
Yeah.
No, he's fantastic, and he's just great in this character. He's got a subtleness to him, a reality to him that I think that a lot of people are going to gravitate towards. But, yes, that is the character that's based on, and much like it, you find out in the trailer and on the show that Max Goodwin also has cancer. So just the idea that this man was going around and being more concerned about the system and how broken it was and the patients while he was battling cancer is remarkable within itself, and it's just so great for us to be able to tell this story and be a part of it. And I think that's what makes it stand out from the rest of the hospital dramas you see every week. We're based on a true story. There's a lot of heart into it. We put a lot of research into our characters. I got to meet I play the head of the cardiac surgical department, and I got to meet the head of the cardiac surgical department, Dr. Norman Keller, who is at Bellevue. So we each got to sit down with the respective doctors and learn a lot, and we're bringing on the best we can to each of these episodes every week.
That's great. And, of course, the hospital we're talking about, Bellevue, is a real hospital, but when we bring in the Max Goodwin character, which is, of course, Dr. Meinheimer, then we start talking about how the main character, Max, all of a sudden thinks outside the box to an institution that's understaffed, underfunded, underappreciated, however, can treat Ebola patients, prisoners from Rikers, and the President of the United States all at one shot there under one roof.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like when people hear Bellevue, they just associate it with the psychiatric element of its history. But it's quite remarkable in that it pioneered so many firsts. The first C-section was performed there, the first maternity ward, the first nursing school, the first pacemaker was developed there. When you walk through those halls, there's these 8-foot-tall banners of all of the wonderful things that they have achieved. It's quite an institution, actually. Yeah. And as you say, they have their own prison ward there, which means they can treat patients from Rikers. They have their own courtroom, which means they can kind of, get things through the legislation more directly and more quickly. So it's quite formidable, really.
Is it difficult, and do you have to learn medical terms?
Yes. Every week the writers challenge themselves by seeing if they can make it more difficult for us.
I'm sure they do.
These amazing terms. And, actually we get a Dropbox every week emailed to us with a doctor, perhaps Dr. Mannheimer or a nurse, who pronounces it for us, if you will, and we'll just listen and learn that way. But, through practice, I think we're shooting now episode 7. We're getting better and better at it.
Oh, well, that's good. Now, frame up for a second. This is not a strange environment for you, because you played a role on Doctor Who, did you not?
Yes, I did. And actually, though, Martha was still studying. So, Helen is qualified.
Yeah,
it feels like an evolution, really, in that.
And other roles, The Carrie Diaries and Netflix Sense8 and Law & Order UK and television credits, Old Jack's Boat, Survivors, and, of course, on the big screen, Rulers and Dealers and North versus South. And I don't think it's any secret, other than the fact that you have this great London accent, since you're from jolly old England.
I am from jolly old England. It's so, I've had a great, I feel very lucky and very blessed. I've had a great amount of success in the last couple of years with the roles that I have had the opportunity and the good fortune to be able to play. I mean, the most recent one being on Netflix was Sense8, and I feel like that was such a pivotal role for me and in my career and in my life, actually. I learned so much and developed and grew so much. But I was playing an American in that role, so it does feel nice to have the opportunity to work here in my native tongue, as it were.
Yeah, that's great. And Jocko, actor, writer, producer, you were in Dreamgirls, Jarhead, The Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, the Star series Crash, The Last Ship, Masters of Sex, on television with Grey's Anatomy, NCIS, Burn Notice, CIS, Bones, and you got a couple of projects now being developed for television and the big screen. But I understand that you produce music and manage music artists. Now, I'm a singer and tour with a 15-piece orchestra. Maybe you and I can collaborate on a couple of things. You know what I'm saying?
You got a deep voice. It kind of reminds me a little bit of Barry White. Maybe we can get some R&B tracks going together.
Baby, come on, baby. Come on, baby.
There it is. I got an ear for talent. I'm trying to tell you. So, yeah, Ron, I've been blessed. You read off that list. I feel quite old. Thank you. And The Last Ship is also airing this fall, too, so I'm really proud about that. It comes out on Sundays on TNT. So.
Wow, that's great. Well, I meant what I said to both of you in the beginning, that I think this is going to be a season hit. I really do. This has got all the ingredients, and it's television that is true. And you don't really find sometimes, you find things that are based on stories, but very seldom you find a true story on a television series. And this has it, my friends. It is called New Amsterdam. Stars our two guests, Freema Agyeman.
Amazing.
And Jocko Sims. Hey, Jocko and Freema, please, and I mean this sincerely, join us again. You are a great guest, and
aww,
I hope to devil that you do very well, and please tell Ryan that I said hello, but I think I really mean it. I think this is going to be a season hit for you, my friends. Okay, great.
Thank you, Ron, so much.
Thank you, Freema. Thank you, Jocko. Okay, bye-bye. In its second season, doing extremely well, New Amsterdam. And the time this season is 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Tuesday nights on NBC. That's Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC, New Amsterdam. Little reminder to you, check out our website, which is ronsegi.com, ronsegi.com. When you get to that site, push the little icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. We're going to pause for just a moment, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
And around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Boy, you talk about a magnificent talent and a successful actress. That is our next guest. She's been on Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Getting On, JFK in the movies, Leaving Las Vegas, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane. Joining us right now is the lovely and talented Lori Metcalf. Hi, Lori. How are you?
Thank you, Ron. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Well, you are one busy actress. When they talk about the working actress and they look up in the dictionary, your picture's there.
Yeah, you know? As a, you know what, I have to say, I've had a jam-packed couple of 2 years. I will say that. And I've been really fortunate that the projects have all been different. You know, I got to go from stage.
You know, you and I have a major, major thing in common. Do you know that?
What?
I, too, was born on June 16th.
Oh, nice.
Only I was born just a couple of years before you, but not much. Not much, okay? But
so you're a crazy Gemini.
I'm a crazy Gemini. Do people come up to you and say you have a split personality? Because my late father used to always tell me, how come when I see you on television or hear you on the radio, you're a different person than what I see and hear in the home? Do you have that same story?
I don't think it has struck them, but I feel it myself. I feel I'm very split.
Yeah, me too. I like to be around people, yet I like to be alone.
Yes, definitely.
I think I'm in love with you. I finally found somebody that understands me, you know? Goodness, great. Where have you been?
And we can turn on a dime.
Oh, yeah, oh, no doubt. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you are...
And that falling completely out of love. So, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. But the only thing that we probably don't have in common, you are a shy child. I wasn't. I always wanted to be the center of attention, hence the reason why I'm in this business. But you were shy as a child, were you not?
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
Found that I was able to, in some convoluted way, part of my mind, hide behind the characters that I was playing.
Sure.
You know, so even though it was me doing outrageous things on a stage, it wasn't really me. And
yeah.
So nobody really knew me. I find it harder to do when there's a camera involved. I get more inhibited and intimidated by the camera. So I like being on a stage better, but I just feel freer.
Really?
But, yeah, and I think it helped pull me out of my shyness also, being able to play different characters and experience, you know, a story through somebody else.
Lori, that is very interesting because normally someone is afraid to be on stage because they're in front of the people. When they're in front of the camera, all they see is the camera. I mean, when I perform concerts, because I'm a singer, and I have a 15-piece orchestra that backs me, when I go on stage, I'm, you know, a little concerned because they could throw tomatoes and different stones and different things. But,
you want a barrier? Yeah.
Yeah, but when I have a camera or a microphone in front of me, I'm very relaxed. So that's unusual. This is going to be our first disagreement. You know that, don't you?
Yes. Right. And you get to do something that I've always wanted to do and I can't do.
What's that?
Sing in front of a orchestra or a band.
There's nothing like
I can't sing, and so I've always wanted to feel what that rush felt like.
Well, first of all, I can't sing either, but it's just something No. But you know what? You're right. It is a rush. There's no question about it. I can't wait to get up there. I understand that you're going to be part of Toy Story 4?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know how. I haven't seen a script, and I don't know... I frankly don't know how my character would be involved as Andy's mom because, you know, Andy gave his toys away.
Yeah, that always happens.
And somehow we might be back at his house again. I don't know.
Wow. Well, there's a cliffhanger for you, Lori.
Yeah.
Do you ever have any downtime? I mean, a lot of times when people see an actor or an actress on television or in the movies, they don't realize that this thing was done 400 years ago and they're probably sitting at home collecting unemployment.
Well, Lady Bird was done... ago.
Was it really?
Yeah. And I do have some downtime between projects. I don't handle my downtime very well. I just like, there's nothing that I like more than being in a rehearsal room and attacking a script and taking it apart, and I feel creative and energized. And the downtime, I don't really know what to do with myself much. I do the mom thing and pack lunches and...
Oh, I can't picture Lori that
kind of... Have meals ready at home.
Really? You're very domesticated then, right?
No. Well, I... out of duty.
Duty.
I'm not good at it.
That's pretty funny. Duty. Well, we enjoy your work. You're a lovely lady, a terrific talent, and certainly very close to me, seeing that we both have the same birthday. And how do you celebrate?
Yep.
You used to like to have parties, and I don't even want to do that anymore.
No, I don't have parties. What I did last year, I was doing a play on Broadway, and so just, you know, finished the play and walked back to my apartment in New York, or the corporate apartment they were putting me up at, and swung past a pizza joint on the way back and got a whole pizza.
Wow.
I gorged on.
There you go. Yeah. That's what you... You know, it's funny because when people make a fuss over my birthday, I feel embarrassed. When they don't make a fuss out of my birthday, I'm thinking to myself, why aren't they making a fuss over my birthday? You know? So it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
You're a great guest and a terrific talent, as I mentioned earlier. Good luck with the motion picture. And let's speak again, especially when we get closer to Toy Story 4. But any excuse to come back,
definitely.
Lori, come on back, okay?
All right. Thanks, Ron. Ron.
Thank you so much. Our special guest has been Lori Metcalf, terrific talent. And, of course, as you mentioned, Roseanne, The Big Bang Theory, Leaving Las Vegas, JFK, Uncle Buck, Fun with Dick and Jane, Lady Bird playing the role of Mary McPherson, and all the work of our guest, Lori Metcalf. Nice lady and talented one, too. Well, if you've listened to me at all over the years, and certainly hope that's been the case, you know that I'm a huge NASCAR fan, and over the years, we've had several NASCAR champions on the show. Kyle Busch, Kyle Petty, Richard Petty, Kurt Busch, Davey Allison, Bobby Allison, Jeff Bodine, and if you were one of the millions of people watching last weekend's Daytona 500, you saw what was an unbelievable accident, and that occurred on the final lap. Actually, it was just heading towards the finish line when Ryan Newman was hit by a car that ultimately threw him up in the air, and then as he was coming down, hit in the driver's side with another stock car driven by Corey LaJoie. Believe me, when I saw it, I thought the worst. I could not believe what was happening. I am so happy to find out, as I know millions of fans across the country were, that Ryan Newman walked out of the hospital this past Wednesday after being in serious condition and looked like the worst could have happened. And he walked out with his two daughters. And I'm so glad. Everybody that enjoys racing and enjoys competitive sports had to be just filled with happiness when they saw that young man walk out of the hospital with his two young daughters. Ryan Newman, what an accident, what a recovery, what a guy. And I don't know when, but looking forward to him being back on the track. I'm sure he will be. I can't even imagine what that must have been like. And I salute NASCAR for all the safety features they have made over the years. That is an exciting but very dangerous way to make a living. I have driven NASCARs on the Richard Petty track in the past, and that takes real skill, believe me. There's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Shine is known as offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, and we have another hour to go, but I want to thank my guests for joining us this first hour, and they include rock and roll legend Brenda Lee, actress Valerie Bertinelli, the stars of The New Amsterdam on NBC, Prima Edgerman and Jocko Sims, and actress Laurie Metcalf. Next hour, the president and CEO of Barrett Jackson Auctions. We're going to talk about these classic cars that you see so often coming across the auction line on television. Then author Michael Seth Starr has been with us in the past. He's here with a new book about William Shatner. And Captain Ron Nielsen talking about his book, How to Overcome the Fear of Flying. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.